He paused again. But no one moved or spoke. Pox found tears, stinging her eyes. "I hope," he went on, "that none of you go. Guardsmen or no, you are all such warriors as anyone would be proud to lead. If you stay, we shall be making, by Gerd's grace, a place of justice, a domain fruitful and safe, and a strong defense for the northern border. Whatever you decide, I am proud to have had you, each one of you, in my company. You may be proud of your deeds." He stepped back, bowed to the captains, and they turned again to their cohorts. The Marshal General nodded to him. "You are as generous as just, my Lord Duke." His voice was slightly husky. "They are. They deserve it." "If they do, I know where they learned it. By Gerd's cudgel, my lord, I must say that even after your message, I had not hoped for this reception. I thought that at best you would let us help you in the crisis. You are not a Guardsman, and yet you have done as much as if you were, while being more than fair to your soldiers. My predecessor, Anhyrion, spoke very well of you, told me when I became Marshal General that one of his regrets was the breach between you and the Fellowship of Gerd. Now I see why." The Duke moved away, eyes distant. "I have no quarrel with Gerd's view of things, as you know." "No." She walked beside him, and Pox trailed with the others. "I would like, my lord, to hear Poxenarian's tale of her healing. Do you mind?" The Duke looked back to catch Pox's eye. "It's her story, Marshal General. If she's ready to tell it, I would like to hear it myself, but I will not command it." "I would be likelier to command a stone to fly than that, but I confess a professional interest in it. I was wrong, but I'd like to know how I erred so." The Marshal General turned and grinned at Pox. "Will you tell us, or must we itch with curiosity the rest of our days?" Pox found herself grinning, even though she had tensed at the question. "I will try, Marshal General, but it's a tangled tale, and parts of it I do not understand myself."